8:54 here on the Mighty 690, taking a quick timeout from Open Line to speak with Dr. Corral from USD 445. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing well. We just had the students in from the high school, and you can tell they're excited for the last week of school.
I mean, students and probably some of our staff, but
right. They're pulling out all the stops. I know we have they've got finals coming up, and wrapping up with some Christmas parties and everything. It is kind of weird, in high school, because they start to get that taste of, okay, sometimes a little anticlimactic. You know, you have the end of the year, you read your last final, and you're like, It's Christmas break. But hey, we do have a meeting coming up tonight, Board of Education meeting. So anything sticking out on the agenda to you?
Well, we have several items on the agenda. We'll have our annual audit report. So our auditors will be down to provide the board with that report. We'll also have our child nutrition director, who this is her first year here in the school district she started in. And she's really made a lot of changes in the food for our students. They're moving to an all-scratch menu, so cooking everything from scratch. And as you can imagine, cooking for 2,000 people daily, it's quite the task. And they've done a phenomenal job. I know you and Matt both have seen some of the pictures I've posted online of my lunches. And I really love to brag about, those are coming right off the student line when I get that tray. And really some great food. And can't wait to host you guys there and come down
and
have
lunch. We're looking forward to it in the new year.
You can brag about it as well. But a lot of great work. And that's all the child nutrition staff. They're doing an amazing job.
I've spoken with some of the other teachers from other districts down in Oklahoma, and they're like, man, we're kind of envious of what Coffeyville's doing. Yeah. So
we've actually had several districts that have reached out that have seen some of my Facebook posts and Twitter posts. I'm seeing the pictures and the food, and they've come down to talk to our nutrition director just to find out exactly how she's gone about instituting these changes.
For sure. And you're just looking at some more of the reports here that you're having. You're also going to, looks like, new social studies textbook. That's be pretty usual stuff,
right?
There and everything, pretty normal. Anything else that kind of sticks out to you from this agenda?
Every month we have a report based on our goals of our district from our strategic plan. And this month it's graduation reports. And although it sounds odd, KSC doesn't actually finalize our graduation rates until the end of October, early November. So we usually schedule this in December to give the board that report. And we're happy to really shout out that our graduation rates have once again increased. So 7 years in a row, we've made consistent increases each of those years. We've been above the state average now for the last 2 or 3 years. And not only that, we're above the state average in all of our individual categories as well. So when you look at other student dynamics, regarding ethnicity and other issues, we're also above the state's rates there. So really kudos to our high school administrative staff, our high school teaching staff, and then really you can give kudos all the way down to the staff, because we start at the preschool level, and that's what we're working on, is getting those kids the skills they need to graduate, which we know a lot of that isn't just the book work. It's attendance, it's timeliness, it's all of those that factor in.
Sure, and as we get into look ahead to the new year and everything, now is standardized testing done in the start after the new year, right? Or is it kind of done on a rotating schedule? How does that work?
The state assessments, and we have all kinds of assessments. The state assessments, which are mandated by the state, and that's part of the federal policies that dictate what goes on. Those occur every spring in our school district.
Okay. Now, does the school offer like ACT, or do students have to go off-site to do that?
We offer the ACT, and then we also offer ACT prep.
Okay.
We started that several years back for our students.
Gotcha. No, that makes sense. No, we were just thinking about that, and it's just, I remember it seemed like it was kind of in the spring, winter, semester that we did that.
Right.
So, no, that'll be good. Anything else you'd like to share with us? It's always a busy time as we wrap up the year, I know. Any sort of projects that are happening while the school buildings are going to be closed at all? Any deep cleaning? I don't know.
We'll always do some deep cleaning, but nothing major.
Nothing major.
We are planning on, in the next few months, putting out some dates. We want the community to be able to come in and see the work we've done to our facility. So we're going to have some open house opportunities for the public to come in and just see what we've done with our entrance entrances, what we've done in the gymnasium. So we want people to come in. And we're also looking forward to, for years I've been hopeful to get an alumni association started here in the district.
Oh, yeah.
And we've actually formed a board now of all Coffeyville alumni. And so we're looking forward to making that announcement in the next couple of months also.
That's excellent. Well, Dr. Krell, I always appreciate you coming in. I hope it's a good meeting tonight. And, of course, we'll have a wrap-up of it here tomorrow on the Mighty 690 NRR News.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it as always. Hope you have a great rest of your day. As we head on over to the top of the hour, we will have a look at Fox News, local news on the way. And then we have a couple more hours of open line on the way. So you definitely want to get those calls in. 50 degrees right now. We are heading up to a high in the low to mid 50s for southeast Kansas and northeast Oklahoma as we approach the 9 o'clock hour. Keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF Coffeyville.